Welcome, First Baptist family and friends, to our Wednesday night prayer service for September 29. Participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon William Andrews.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family. Let us talk to the Lord. Most holy and all-powerful God, we come before you this evening thanking you for another opportunity to gather together and pray for those who stand in the need of prayer, because we believe in our hearts that the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We thank you, O God, for this mechanism made available to us that enables us to continue to gather together in these trying times. And we thank you for those individuals who thought it not robbery to give of their time and expertise to make this all possible. For you've been so good to us, God, protecting us, providing for us, healing, and giving us hope in a world filled with hopelessness. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the thanks that you richly deserve. But we come before you this evening, Father, because we do have some issues and concerns that we lay at the altar this evening. Well, we come lifting up our sick and shut-in members this evening who are in need of a makeover. Touch them and heal them if it be your holy and divine will. And our bereaved families need to be reminded, O God, that weeping endures for a night, but joy does come in the morning. We pray now, O God, for sinner man, wherever he may be, who also stands in need of a makeover. For there seems to be a disconnect from your commandment to love, honor, and value the lives of the people that you created in your own image, and the sinner man who has no regard for your word or the value of lives that matter, because you created them. Use us, Lord, to spread the love that eradicates the hate, the anger, and the senseless killings that leaves our communities and families devastated. Now, O God, we come asking our blessing on our homecoming service that's to take place this coming Sunday. We pray, O God, for good weather, and we pray that this service would be a success as we come out to praise and honor your holy and divine name. For you are worthy of all the praise that we can give. And as always, continue to bless our church family, our pastor and his family. Continue to give us the strength to continue on this journey of kingdom building. Forgive us of our shortcomings as we vow to be better tomorrow than we were today. It's in the blessed name of Jesus of Christ that we do pray, and our soul says amen.
We will now have our scripture reading by Trustee Marcia Edwards.
Good evening, First Baptist. I will be reading Psalm 67 in its entirety, and the last two verses of Psalm 122. God be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us and be all the and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. And now the last of Psalm 122. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. God's blessings on his word.
We will now have a prayer by Sister Tometa Dindi.
Good evening. Let us pray. God, our Father, we come to you with grateful hearts tonight. You've watched over us, you've protected us in our homes, and as we've gone about through the streets, taking care of whatever we needed to do. Lord, we thank you for your care and for your mercy towards us. We pray, Lord, for Pastor Tucker and the entire leadership of First Baptist Church, as we know that there are lots of decisions that must be made during these difficult times. We ask for your wisdom, Lord, and your direction as plans are made for the future of First Baptist Church. Lord, we know there's so much evil and so much trouble going on in the world, in this country and all over the world. But we take comfort in knowing none of these things that upset us so much are a surprise to you. Lord, please help us who know you to be about what you've asked us to do, that we'll speak for you as we have the opportunity, and that we'll strive to live so others will see you in us as we go about our lives day to day. God, we know that you are in ultimate control, so we just pray that your kingdom will come and your will be done. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity in the service to speak to the Lord directly. We will now have a closed mic prayer for approximately 2 minutes. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Kevin Freeman.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Let us pray. O gracious and wise Heavenly Father, we come to you, dear Lord, this evening, just giving thanks and glory, dear Lord, for your love for us, dear Lord. You allow us to talk to you once again. You allow us to just gather again, just through the phone, dear Lord, whatever technology it is, dear Lord. We thank you, my Father. Dear Lord, I ask you to be with those who sick, those who laying on their bed of affliction, dear Heavenly Father. Heal their bodies, dear Lord. Heal their soul, dear Heavenly Father. Let them know that you have not left them or forsaken them, dear Lord. Oh, Father, I ask you to be with those who don't even know you, dear Heavenly Father. Let someone just come past, dear Lord, and just tell them about you, dear Lord, and they want to know you, dear Lord. Father, be with us this Sunday that's coming up, dear Lord. whoever's walking the street, dear Lord, let their focus look over, dear Lord, and just want to be a part of that ministry, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, be with the speaker, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, be with our inspirational speaker tonight, dear Lord, that we may heed to the word, dear Lord. Oh, Father, we can't thank you enough for your grace and your mercy, dear Lord. Thank you for everyone who's just involved, dear Lord, this evening and just doing your work, dear Lord. Be with our government, dear Lord. Dear Lord, let them just come together, Heavenly Father, in your name's sake. Oh, Father, thank you for jobs. Be with those who don't have jobs, dear Lord. Be with the families who is so much discord in their families, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, touch them if it be thy will. Be with the young generation, dear Lord. Wean them away from that killing, dear Heavenly Father. Just take the easy road out, dear Lord. Oh, Father, let them come to know you if it be thy will. Thank you for my family. Thank you for all the First Baptist Church family, dear Lord. We love you, dear Lord. In your son name, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Kitty Chaney, co-teacher of the adult class number 3.
When the night is dark, fire you had has lost its spark. Take a little peace from God. Take a little peace from God. Let it burn in your heart. When your
Amen. That's a beautiful song, Cynthia Tinsley. Thank you for sharing with us tonight. Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that all are doing well on what was a beautiful day, this last Wednesday in September. Because, yes, on Friday we will move into a brand new month, October 2021. God has been good to us. I'm smiling tonight when I think of Miss Naomi Rembert for the opportunity I have to share this inspirational moment, because she called me on Monday afternoon and to ask me if I was available tonight for the message. And I couldn't say no, because I know God orders our steps and he orders our conversations. So my scripture for this evening is Psalm 37:23. The steps of a good man, parenthesis woman, are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. The New Living Translation says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. So if I had to tag this message tonight with a topic, it would be ordered steps and conversations. Ordered steps and conversations. But I want to ask you a question to just ponder for a minute before I move into the word. I want you to think about this. Has there ever been a time in your Christian walk, in your journey, you had so much going on in your life, whether you lost a job, whether you lost a family member, whether you were diagnosed with an illness, and you said, God, God, why me? And then God responded back with, why not you? So just for a few minutes tonight, I'm going to share with you a 2021 pandemic experience where God ordered my steps and my conversations. It was December 2020. I was summoned to participate in the selection process as a federal grand juror for the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. I was asked to report on January 15, 2021, to the E. Barrett Prettyman Courthouse on Constitution Avenue Northwest. This courthouse is not far from the U.S. Capitol building. But then we all remember what happened on January 6th at the Capitol building, the riots, the insurrection that has now been called domestic terrorism. So we were then asked not to report until January 28th. I reported that day. I was selected as a federal grand juror every Monday for the next 6 months. Thank God it was only one day a week. Ordered steps, indeed. Now, as long as I've been living in D.C., I've never been selected as a juror. I've been summoned many times. I showed up, but was never chosen. So on that first Monday in February, I became a member of Grand Jury 21-3. I drove down there that Monday. I paid to park. And I didn't miss a Monday for the next 6 months, except the holiday, the two holidays. And yes, First Baptist, I was somewhat concerned because we were 11 months into this global pandemic. We are still operating under a national health emergency, and the COVID-19 vaccine was only available to healthcare workers, first responders, EMS, K-12 school staff, essential workers. So my friends could not believe that I had been asked to report to grand jury duty one day a week, and they weren't providing us vaccinations. So I said, God, why me? God said to me, Kitty, why not you?
trust me, I got this. Your steps have been ordered for this pandemic assignment. It will be one that you will never forget. I need some people to be ambassadors in the midst of all that you will see and hear for the next 6 months. And yes, Kitty, sometimes it will be painful. And when I think about looking back at the book of Esther, Mordecai sent a message to her that said, you may have been called for such a time as this. So it is with some of us in our situation, some of us our assignments. But there may be times in our Christian journey that we might want to take a vacation from ministry work. But when God orders your steps, we have to represent. God has given us jobs, resources, positions, education, and more. And when we are called to use it all for kingdom assignments, that's why saints' prayer is so important in our Christian walk. We have to pray without ceasing. We can't wait to pray when we get bad news or when we lose a job, or because the prayers of the righteous avail much. And yes, there are times when we may have to cry out to God, times when we don't know which way to go. We don't know what decision to make. And I say, there's nothing wrong with you saying, God, why me? Because sometimes God will say, why not you? Yes, grand jury service is a very important public service. And then it was deemed an essential government function, even in a global pandemic. There are 16 of us in a large courtroom in that building, socially distanced, two people in one row, one person in the middle of the row behind you with masks all day long. If you had a question for the witness, you would have to get up and go down in front to the microphone. And see, for those that don't know, as a federal grand juror, we didn't determine guilt or innocence, but whether there was a probable cause to believe a crime was committed. If we found a probable cause against a person, then we would return with an indictment. After that, the person would go to trial. The cases that brought before us could be anything, saints, from sex trafficking, drug cartel, fraud, money laundering, cryptocurrency scams, you name it, we heard it. Testimony after testimony. Every Monday, 3 to 4 different cases brought before us. Like I said, thank God, it was only one day a week. And yes, there was one case where we had to watch a painful video. The attorney came back to us 3 weeks later, and we had to watch it again. And one of the fellow jurors said to the attorney, sir, we can't take this. Do we need to see this video again? The attorney said, yes, bear with me for 2 minutes. Because charges are being brought against people, other people in this video, ordered steps and conversations. And even in the pain sometimes of what I witness, I still had to trust God day to day. During my lunch hour, a couple of us were in a room with a view of the Capitol building. And for the first 4 months, February, March, April, May, the fencing was still around the Capitol building area after January 6th. And yes, there were some National Guards on duty with guns in their hands. But after hearing witnesses from the FBI, the Drug Enforcement Agency, the Metropolitan Police Department, at lunchtime we would go outside just to take a breath, just to breathe for a minute. We look across the street and that's what we saw. My last day as a federal juror was July 26th. We wanted to just have a little fun because the attorney was running late that morning. So while waiting, yes, I got up from my row, went to the attorney table, and the Toastmaster and me had some fun with my fellow jurors. I asked for 2 volunteers to answer some questions, and then the door opened. The attorney walks in. She thought she was in the wrong room because I was at the table. It was a great way to end a memorable 6-month assignment. Smile, First Baptist. As we all look back and reflect on the last 18-plus months of this COVID pandemic, and it's not over yet, we all have a testimony. We all have a story to tell. Some are mourning the loss of family members, friends, coworkers, the loss of jobs. But for every situation, God will give us direction as how we should respond and deal with it. Remember, he knows the details of our lives. And every day he is firming up our steps to keep us from calling. First Baptist, God has called and chosen us for such a time as this. Yes, we are warriors on the battlefield for the Lord. Even in a pandemic, we got to stay dressed and ready to make an impact on lives of people we encounter. Yes, even in a courtroom with a mask on for 8-hour days. And I must admit, there were some Mondays in August when I missed reporting for grand jury duty. I know you're probably laughing. But for the 19 times I was there, you can't convince me that I was not on a kingdom assignment. I'm grateful for the experience because God can use change in your life sometimes, change in your ministry to make you a better person. God can use change in your life and ministry to make you a better person. And sometimes growth does not come without pain. And finally, in closing, on last Sunday, I was down at the Washington Monument, not far from my good government job, to take a look at all the white flags that are on the ground in remembrance of the lives lost to COVID-19. Last Sunday, there were 687,000 lives lost. And I'm wondering to myself, saying, did God allow a pandemic that would take away so many lives? The Holy Spirit said to me, perhaps, saints, body of Christ, your steps have been ordered as a survivor in this season. Because we all need more quiet time with God, more devotional time in the morning, more discussions and testimonies around great Sunday school topics. He's ordered our conversations to encourage and pray for a sister or a brother. And since this pandemic is not over, we still have time, and we don't know when it's going to end, to seek the Lord about what we would do differently when we come up out of this unprecedented time in our lives, ordered steps and conversations. Yes, I said, God, why me? God said, Kitty, why not you? God bless you, First Baptist. Just know the steps of a good man and a good woman are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in your way. So walk therein. God bless you.
right, the mics will now be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds so that you can show your appreciation to Sister Kitty Cheney for her message this evening. We will now unmute the mics for 20 seconds.
Powerful and anointed words.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
Oh, how blessed we are tonight to have heard this great word and words of inspiration coming from Sister Kitty Cheney. We thank God for her and her walk with the Lord and how God is walking in her life and the blessed experience that has been ours to share in this service tonight. God is such a good God, and we thank him for this very blessed experience that we have had. We want to thank all of the participants in the program. You're just getting beautiful. And I thank God for your growth and for your prayers and for the inspiration that he allows us to have as we come together. We thank God for our prayer ministry team and how they are doing such a great job, as well as the IT team that continues to support this ministry. We're just grateful to God. Over 90 persons are participating in these services on Wednesday evening. We praise God for you. Isn't it wonderful how God takes some bad situations, some bad circumstances, and makes us even closer and cause us to walk even closer to him and get closer into one another. We thank God for all of you who are here and sharing in this service in a wonderful way. Let us continue to worship together and look forward to our upcoming events and activities that's going to take place on October the 3rd, this coming Sunday. We're having our homecoming and communion services, and we are it's a hybrid service, the first one of our experience anyway, where we will be in person and at the senior center, and we are looking forward to the in-person setting as well as having it go out virtually. So we'll be doing it both ways, on the outside, in person. And we encourage you, those of you who can and will and desire to do so, to break loose from where we have been for the last 18 months and come on and be a part of our homecoming services and communion. If you plan to come, we're going to insist that you know that you are vaccinated. We want everybody who's coming to be vaccinated, to wear a mask, and participate in social distancing. Don't look and see somebody and so excited to see them and hurry over and hug them and grab a hold of them and hold their hands. Don't do that. Just greet them and let us just thank God for the privilege that is ours to come together in fellowship in that way. We trust that you have indicated to your circle ministry that you plan to come. Know that there are a limited number of persons or seatings for persons there. But we are looking forward to being able to help all of those who might decide to come. All of the steps that we can take to make you safe
sanitation in many ways. There are things that we're going to be giving out and giving away for your health and for your keeping and your safety. And we trust that you are going to pay attention to our security people and our ushers that and follow the directions that's laid out for you, that you may be as safe as possible as you share in the service. Those of you who are involved in your Sunday school classes, all the classes will be done virtually. You may have to make a decision that if you're going to your Sunday school class, you may need to just move from your Sunday school class virtually to the service. You'll be able to see it that way if you are going to your Sunday school class, and not unless you bring your Sunday school class on up to the church some kind of way with your instrument. But otherwise, the Sunday school will go on as usual virtually, and you can see the services likewise as you usually would do virtually. We want to encourage you to be safe. Be safe. Make your decision in what you need to do to be safe. And one of the main things is to get vaccinated. I had somebody to call me and design that I would sign them up or help them write a letter so that they wouldn't have to be vaccinated. That's not my stick. I'm saying that you need to be vaccinated, and we can talk some more about that at another time. But get vaccinated, mask up, and let's beat this virus. Businesses and workplaces are opening up. The city is opening up, and we're going to have to learn to navigate ourselves through this pandemic as we have learned to handle the flu and the other pandemics that have hit our land and we've been able to overcome. We will have to learn to do that. On Tuesday, October the 5th, we have our joint board meeting, and that meeting will be at the church at 6:30. And again, all of the precautions that we can muster up will be made that you would be as safe as possible. The church will do everything we can to do that. And we encourage you to make your decision. And likewise, on Saturday, October the 9th, is our quarterly church meeting, and the team of persons is working hard that the cleanliness and the church would be in proper order, that you would be as safe as possible. We're looking for you to play your part, become vaccinated, get vaccinated, get the booster shot if you are eligible for that. Be as healthy as you can, and make sure that you wear your mask. And we trust that you will be as safe as humanly possible. And then we want to ask you to continue to pray for our sick and shut-in members. Pray for Sister Leela Moore, who has been in the hospital and is now home recovering. We want to make sure that the church family pray for her and all of the other persons who are sick and shut in. We are going to now have you to have the lines to be opened up for your prayer requests. We ask that you would spend 20 seconds providing your prayer requests that we may ask the Lord's blessings upon your concerns. 20 seconds.
Thank you.
God, our Father, we come just now asking that you would hear the cries of your people. You know the concerns of their hearts before you even asked, before they even asked it, oh God. And so we just asked as a family that you would have mercy upon us all. Know, oh God, their cries and tend to their needs as only you can do. We pray special blessings for the sick, O God, and those who are troubled in body. We pray, O God, that you would bless them as only you can do. We pray, O God, for the needy, that you would provide for them what is necessary, that they may be made whole and they may be delivered from their situation. Will you bless your people, O God? Will you keep them? Will you bless the trouble in mind and spirit, O God? Have mercy, O Holy One, and keep them. Bless the bereaved, O God. Bless those who are troubled because of the loss of a loved one or a friend during this terrible experience that we have had over the last several months. Keep them, O God. And then, Master, we pray your blessings upon the leadership of our church, that you would keep each member, each person that's providing any task, any leadership. And we would pray, O God, that you would bless them as only you can do. We know, Master, that they need you. They need your guidance. They need your direction. And we ask, O God, that you would be with them. Create in each one of us a clean heart. Enable us, O God, to be the people that you want us to be, that we would be kind-hearted, that we would draw real close unto you, O God, that the power of your grace and mercy would abide in us, that we may be empowered to fulfill your purpose and your will for our lives. Bind us together in unity, O God, and make us what you want us to be. And then, God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for how you have brought us through seen and unseen dangers. Thank you for how you kept us and watched over us and blessed us in spite of ourselves, in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of our failures, in spite of the mistakes that we have made, oh God. We want to say thank you for keeping us anyway. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your hope. And thank you for joy that abounds in our spirit and in our lives. Oh, God, pour in us your divine spirit, that we may be more and more like you, that we would be able to overcome the trials in our lives and live according to your will and your purpose. It is indeed in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray, and our soul says, Amen. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his divine peace. Amen and amen.